See, God, He doesn't step out and do a lot of things with you if you've got unbelief in your heart, you have no faith, or if you've got some kind of a sin in your life. That's why we're sick in the first place, is because we have sin. And He's not going to just heal you. And a lot of people come over here wanting to get healed so they can go right back to their lifestyle. People come over here and say, you got a physical problem. I say, are you going to church? Well, no, but my friend said if he'd bring me over here today, you'd peril me and God would heal me. I said, do you go to church? Well, no, I don't have time to go to church. I can pray you can get you healed, but I ain't going to keep you healed. You know that? You ain't going to stay that way. You're going to have to produce fruit for the kingdom of God and get in His Word and study it and do what He says, or sooner or later, that pain or that sickness is coming back to your life. You know that? Now, I don't know about you, but I love being able to walk with no pain. There's only one thing I hate worse than pain. More pain. I don't like pain. You know, so that's just the way it is. Now then, well then, should we keep on sinning? Now that we talked about how wonderful this grace of God is, if the grace of God is so wonderful, well then, the question is asked in Romans 6:1, should we keep on sinning? So that God can show us more and more kindness and forgiveness. And what is the answer? Absolutely not. How much should a Christian sin? Zero. Now, there's not a whole lot of Christians believe that. You know that? Not a lot of them. But they hadn't read their Word. That's why they don't know this. You're not to sin. Of course not. God forbid. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Well, the thing, like I said, when that beast that we live in come to this line and he got killed that day by Jesus. I mean, the physical body fell down and you're dead. Now Christ rose up in you, and now then Christ is living in you. And the first time you take just more than two or three steps and somebody says something to you, instead of leaving the beast dead, you raise him back from the dead and he's alive and well. First time you're tempted with something, you can raise the devil, which is you, back from the dead. It's real easy. You want to really find out how dead you are? Just let somebody say something to you don't like. You find out real quick how dead you are. You know that? Yeah. It's easy to raise this beast from the dead. I mean, he's easy to come back to life. You know, somebody says, I wish I could see somebody being raised from the dead. You've seen so many rising from the dead, you don't even know it. Of course, most of us never died in the first place. Of course not. Since we have died to sin, are we supposed to be dead to sin according to this? Don't you think it's time we start doing it His way? Okay, let's see what He says after that then. Or have you forgotten? Oh, that's what the deal is. Or have you forgotten that when we became Christians and were baptized to become one with Christ Jesus, we died with Him? Have you forgotten that? Did you stay dead? You forgot it, didn't you? Yes, you did. Real easy to forget that you died. For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. Now, why is it important that you be baptized? Somebody said, it don't make no difference whether you're baptized or not. Yes, it does. When you go down in that water, that is a symbol or a picture of you dying with Jesus. Now, when you come up out of there, who's supposed to be alive when you come out of that water? Christ is supposed to be alive, not the old man. The old man's supposed to leave him in the water. We don't do a very good job of that either, do we? We bring the beast out, and he's alive and well. Woo. For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Now see, the old man, he's supposed to be gone. He ain't supposed to come back to life no more, is he? No, you don't want him. You don't want him. You want to throw him away, bury him somewhere. Put him down deep. Because if you don't, he'll dig out. Guarantee it. Now then, let's go. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised as he was. Raised as who? As Christ was. Now, is your life a demonstration of what we read about Jesus? Is your life a demonstration of what Jesus is like? Do you talk like Jesus? Do you act like Jesus? Do you put a crazy sign on the side of your car that said, I clean houses for Jesus? What's wrong with that stupid woman? Good grief. She's crazy for Jesus. See? She advertises. When she come down here and started putting them signs on her car, she told me she, how many years? 11 years or what was it up there? 11 years up there, you clean houses, and I don't think you ever did get your agenda completely full. But you come down here and in 2 months started serving Jesus, put your signs on your car, and in 2 months you're completely full. That turned people down. Now, did God, if you do it His way, will He bless you? Like I tell Dave, He bless your socks off, right, Dave? Is it better to do it His way, Lisa? Hey, that's better. The old man's got to die, hadn't he? Yes, the old man's got to die. Since we have been united with Him in His death, we will also be raised as He was. Now then, if you leave the old man dead, how many times can the old dead man be sick? None. That's right. As long as you leave that beast dead, he don't get sick. As long as Christ is living in you, the body don't get sick. Now, people have a real problem with that. You know that? But you know, I learned how to do that 25 years ago. Praise God. If you find something that works, don't change it, right? I mean, I found something that worked 25 years ago, and I've walked in divine health now all these years. Let me tell you, it's trusting in Jesus by faith, not going by what I see. Now, the other day, whenever I'm running through the shop and I tripped on that piece of steel and hit on both knees and both hands, flat out, the average man my age, you know what he'd have said if he'd have tripped and fell? Oh, the words that would have come out of his mouth. Even Christian men. Oh, my goodness, I've ruined both my knees. Oh, my knees are hurting. Oh, my hands are hurting. I'm in pain. Got to go back to the house and get some. Oh, I heard. Goodbye, honey. You got to give me an aspirin or something. Look at my hands are all scratched up. Look at my knees are bloody and all this stuff. No. 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 You walk by faith. You get up and say, Lord, thank you that you sent an angel to watch over me. Thank you. You said I could have anything I say with my mouth. Now, another thing, not only being led by the Spirit in answer to that question that he asked a while ago, but there is a scripture in Mark 11:23 that makes an awesome statement. Whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you can have it. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? See, that's another one I can use. You go home, and I guarantee you in the morning, when you wake up, you won't have no pain and your back will be healed. Jesus will heal it from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Now, see, if I can say that by faith, somebody said, you really believe that? Yes. Why do you believe it? Because God made me those promises in His Word. I'm standing on His Word. That's just like the day I told Dave, after a 40-year incurable disease, I said, I guarantee you the King of the universe will heal you if you do what I tell you. Well, see, he wasn't there then. He turned and walked off and to his wife, they're saying, or at least he's thinking within himself, you know, this man can't guarantee God will do anything, but he's learned we can. Not only can I, but you've learned you can too, right, Dave? Amen. Amen. Eldon does it all the time. I mean, you know, Eldon learned this way back yonder too. He's been praying for people and seeing God do wonderful miracles. Everybody in our ministry center is seeing God do these kind of things. That's just like I think about Keith sitting back there. He's a pilot. And we just talked about this. He's out working with us this week, come out and help us someday. You know, he got down with an eye problem here a while back. And he prayed, but he had to take an airplane home. He couldn't fly the thing, you know. And so he gets home, and he gets there, and here's best I can remember. This is what he did when he told us the testimony that day. He said, when I got home, my eyes were bothering me, and I said, Lord, this body is not mine, it's yours. Is that what you said, Keith? Yeah. This body's not mine, it's yours. You promised to fix it. So I'm going to go to bed tonight, and when I wake up in the morning, there ain't going to be nothing wrong with my eyes. Is that what you said, Keith? And when you woke up the next morning, what was wrong with your eyes? Nothing. They were completely healed. Now see, Amen. Did Mark 11:23 say you can do that? What kind of limitations did God give you? None. Hey, you see what happens when you study the Word. It'll change your life, won't it, girl? It'll get your business, me and you and Cheryl, and we prayed for this deal for many a time. I mean, nobody but I, not her, really. But I was involved quite a bit because she'd come up real often. So with her, I'm going to go. We got to pray for this and this and this. And we'd pray. And this has been 4.5 years she'd been fighting this battle. Now, a lot of people say, it ain't God's will. I'm just going to give up. I'm tired of fighting. That's when you lose. It's when you give up. You don't ever give up, do you? Never. As a Christian, with these promises, you don't never give up. Never. I don't care how long it takes. You stay in there and you stand on these promises, and He'll do what He said if you stand on those promises. Now then, our old sinful natures, our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. Isn't that good news? Amen. Now then, go to the next verse. For when we died with Christ... there's that. When we died. Are we still dead or are we alive? Unfortunately, we're too much alive. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. Now see, what can the devil do to a dead piece of flesh? Nothing. That's exactly... He can't make it sick. He can't make it hurt. He can't do nothing to a dead piece of flesh. That's right. So, but see, then that's when you got to consider, I'm dead. I'm dead. And if I'm dead, then hey, the devil can't touch me. And if Jesus is alive in you, like He says, how much pain and sickness do you think you're going to have if Jesus is alive inside of you? None. That's right. When you're letting Him rule in your flesh is not going to be sick and is not going to have pain. It's kind of hard to grasp how simple this is, isn't it? He made this so simple. But we don't spend enough time with Him to be able to pick these things out. We want to live in the flesh. For when we died with Christ, when did we die? When we got saved. We're supposed to stay dead right there, right? When we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. I can't think of anything I had rather do than know that I'm free from the power of sin. Can you? I don't want this beast. I don't do those kind of things. You know, when you get a hold of who you are in Christ, you'll stop lying.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.